The State and Future of the British Pub. You now have time to read the assignments.
. 2012 is a year packed with British celebration. For many people, taking part in this will involve a visit to the pub, in what has always been seen as a classically British way to socialise. And yet the pub industry is in decline, with the current rate of closure at 16 pubs a week. Rick Muir, a researcher with IPPR, has released the report Pubs and Places: The Social Value of Community Pubs. He investigates the cause of this decline and asks whether the pub still holds sway as a British icon and valuable asset in communities. I met with Rick to discuss his report over a pint in the Ship and Shovel pub in Embankment, London.
Well, certainly this pub seems to be thriving. There's a lot of people here. But looking at the broader picture, I mean, what is the current landscape for the British pub at the moment?
The number of pubs has actually been declining for decades in Britain, but the rate of pub closures has accelerated in the last decade or so. And at its peak, about 52 pubs a week were closing. That's declined a little bit now. It's about 16 pubs a week are still closing. But we are still losing pubs. And I think there's lots of reasons why that's happening. The economic situation is obviously not good. People don't have much money to spend. It's much cheaper to buy alcohol from the supermarket. People are drinking less beer, drinking more wine. Wine is less associated with pubs than beer, and so, you know, people go and drink wine in restaurants rather than pubs. There are questions about the business model that some of the big pub companies are running. Lots of different things which have all happened at the same time. Means there's been a kind of perfect storm, really, for the pub trade, which has led to this historically high rate of pub closures. So, yeah, the trade is in a very difficult situation at the moment.
Your report included a quote from the writer Belloc from 1948, which said, "When you've lost your inns, drown your empty selves, for you will have lost the last of England." And do you think that people still feel this way about the pub?
Well, I think the pub is a community institution which is central to the British way of life. I mean, there's no question about that. It's a huge, hugely important part of our culture. In the polling we did for the report, we found that the pub was, outside of people's own homes, the most important place where people got together and met other people in their communities. More important than restaurants, more important than schools, more important than community centres, more important than parks. So the pub plays a very important role as a community hub, as a place where people can mix and interact. And interestingly, we also found that it was one of the places where people were most likely to mix with people from different backgrounds to their own. So it clearly plays a role in community cohesion and encouraging interaction between people from different professional backgrounds, different social backgrounds of all kinds. So, yes, the pub is very important. People value it, and people are concerned about what's happening to it. And I think, that's one of the reasons why I think politicians and policymakers need to be worried about what's happening.
2012 is a year packed with British celebration. For many people, taking part in this will involve a visit to the pub, in what has always been seen as a classically British way to socialise. And yet the pub industry is in decline, with the current rate of closure at 16 pubs a week. Rick Muir, a researcher with IPPR, has released the report Pubs and Places, the Social Value of Community Pubs. He investigates the cause of this decline and asks whether the pub still holds sway as a British icon and valuable asset in communities. I met with Rick to discuss his report over a pint in the Ship and Shovel pub in Embankment, London.
Well, certainly this pub seems to be thriving. There's a lot of people here. But looking at the broader picture, I mean, what is the current landscape for the British pub at the moment?
The number of pubs has actually been declining for decades in Britain. But the rate of pub closures has accelerated in the last decade or so. And at its peak, about 52 pubs a week were closing. That's declined a little bit now. It's about 16 pubs a week are still closing. But we are still losing pubs. And I think there's lots of reasons why that's happening. The economic situation is obviously not good. People don't have much money to spend. It's much cheaper to buy alcohol from the supermarket. People are drinking less beer, drinking more wine. Wine is less associated with pubs than beer, and so, you know, people go and drink wine in restaurants rather than pubs. There are questions about the business model that some of the big pub companies are running. Lots of different things which have all happened at the same time. Means there's been a kind of perfect storm, really, for the pub trade, which has led to this historically high rate of pub closures. So, yeah, the trade is in a very difficult situation at the moment.
Your report included a quote from the writer Belloc from 1948, which said, "When you have lost your inns, drown your empty selves, for you will have lost the last of England." And do you think that people still feel this way about the pub?
Well, I think the pub is a community institution which is central to the British way of life. I mean, there's no question about that. It's a huge, hugely important part of our culture. In the polling we did for the report, we found that the pub was, outside of people's own homes, the most important place where people got together and met other people in their communities. More important than restaurants, more important than schools, more important than community centres, more important than parks. So the pub plays a very important role as a community hub, as a place where people can mix and interact. And interestingly, we also found that it was one of the places where people were most likely to mix with people from different backgrounds to their own. So it clearly plays a role in community cohesion and encouraging interaction between people from different professional backgrounds, different social backgrounds of all kinds. So, you know, so yes, the pub is very important. People value it, and people are concerned about what's happening to it. And I think, you know, that's one of the reasons why I think politicians and policymakers need to be worried about what's happening.